A local financial advisor pled guilty Monday to ripping off at least 1,000 people around the country out of more than $100 million. WXXI's James Brown has details.
We've got the one and only King Perry! King
Perry Santillo, or as the rap song he had produced for himself called him, King Perry, the King of the Hyde, pleaded guilty to running a Ponzi scheme for about a decade. The Hyde was a luxury nightclub at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas. U.S. Attorney James Kennedy says the scheme started when Santillo, a financial advisor, and an unnamed partner lost millions of dollars of investor money in another Ponzi scheme back in 2007.
Mr. Santillo and his partner transformed themselves from victims of a Ponzi scheme into the operators of a Ponzi scheme.
Kennedy says Santillo and his partner acquired and supersized the scheme. They bought and operated legitimate investment banks, and the scheme collapsed when they couldn't pay investors back. Assistant U.S. Attorney John J. Field says Santillo used the money to fuel his lavish lifestyle, including owning $1.2 million worth of suits and numerous luxury cars. Field compared his lifestyle to Santillo.
You know, my wife has thrown birthday parties for me from time to time, like when I turned 50. It wasn't a $150,000 birthday party at a casino in Las Vegas. I also didn't have rap songs done in my honor, commissioned by myself.
Santillo faces 20 years in prison and $1.5 million in fines. Sentencing is scheduled in March. James Brown, WXXI News.